welcome to Tech Money Talks. This is Facebook Live, guys. Facebook Live. I'm so excited. Great things are happening. Let me turn this music down. Awesome stuff, man. I am super excited. Man, big names. Did you check out the last podcast? Brooklyn in the house with Volva Tess, for sure. Great episode. A lot of people are listening, and things are getting exciting, on fire. But I'm really excited about, we got an awesome guest coming up in the future. Want to give a shout out to Tanner Plains. This dude's been blowing up big time. Laid the foundation of influencer marketing related to drop shipping and is just like crushing it right now at a whole other level. I'm super excited about it. It's going to be released this week. So you're getting inside tip just to know that things are happening and great speakers are coming on. And I'm here right now doing the morning commute on my way to Chicago, working my tech business, my technology career. Super excited about it for sure. But I try to do this to give like at least one good tip along the way. And one of the things, so I mean, I even had a counseling session yesterday helping out somebody. I noticed this is a common question that comes up. So I want to cover it because I don't think enough people are covering this area. And for me, I like filling the gaps. You know, 80-20 rule is that, you know, there's that subtlety of the 20% that's actually providing 80% of the value. And this right here is actually really huge. And it's something that you got to keep in mind, especially if you're just starting out. A lot of things that's holding people back from getting into drop shipping, you know, a lot of them think, well, they're comparing and cross-examining with Amazon and eBay. And in the drop shipping space, the approach that a lot of these young adults are crushing it in, they're not competing against Amazon. They're not competing against eBay. So some of those products that you see that you can actually drop ship, you don't go, you know, cross-examining to price check. Oh man, they're selling it, you know, $3 less on eBay. Don't let that stop you because you're not comparing against that audience. And I'm going to tell you why. For two reasons, you're not competing against them. Reason number one is that you are targeting the impulse buyer. You are not targeting people that are typing in the search engines for the type of product that you're selling. You know, you're not showing up in the search engines. They're not typing and searching. You're targeting the impulse buyer that basically, you know, kind of like how Scott Hilsey said in a previous episode, you know, the social engagement is about 2.5 seconds. So you got about 2.5 seconds to really capture somebody's attention. Facebook, they rate an engagement. If they watched your video, it's 3 seconds. So to know what's engaging, you really got to have something really quick here. Now, the thing is that you're targeting impulse buyers. This is how it leads into it. So somebody that's scrolling through their Facebook feed or scrolling through their Instagram feed or checking out their Instagram stories, all of a sudden, there's a quick little, blurb that shows your product and your thing that jumps out and then, boom, man, that looks so cool. Let me click on it. It's 50% off. So they click into it. And that's the impulse buyer. In the moment, they saw it, they thought it was cool, they clicked, and that's why you wanna make it easy for them to reach your site, easy checkout, easy hit, the whole works, and it's just super awesome. So reason number one is targeting the impulse buyer. Hold on a second, this is Facebook Live. Taking a drink of my coffee, this is Facebook Live, so I'm super excited. Bless my wife. She makes me a cup of coffee in the morning to get off to the office, go and charge. So it's really awesome stuff. With that, the second reason is that, you know, you're not targeting people that are searching. You are marketing through Facebook's ad network. So it's Facebook ad network is where you're really putting majority of your ads and your content. So with that, you're not competing against the search engines and what people are browsing and searching for. You are targeting those impulse buyers and you're targeting them through the characteristics of what they like. So if you're selling, if you're drop shipping a gardening product, then all of a sudden your target audience becomes people that are interested in gardening, right? And then Facebook digs even deeper as far as how to reach those people even closer. And it's super awesome. So it's just like that. So it's impulse buyers and Facebook ad network. The combination of the two, literally, folks, listen to these episodes. They are blowing up within the past year, within the past couple of years. Boom. I mean, these kids, and they're not anybody special. They're just working it, folks. They're grinding it out. They're working it. And motivating me, I mean, I proved that it works, but now I'm like, damn, I got to build my numbers up. So I'm product testing right now more, building my numbers up, because I know you guys want to see that too. I proved that it works and does work, and it's making money, but some of these crazy money that they're doing, I'm going to build my numbers up, prove out the same thing, because it's happening for real, folks, and it's really awesome. And you got to jump on the opportunity while it's hot. And it's basically taking this new modern approach of doing things, because dropshipping's been around for those. I mean, some of the younger generation, they don't even realize, you know, they think dropshipping's only came around when Shopify came around. No, it's been around since the dot-com boom, since the beginning of e-commerce. And I know, because I've been around that time and actually programmed and coded my own e-commerce site to automate the thing from front to back, even more automated than the way Shopify has it today. So, I don't know. It leaves an open opportunity for me to develop some things as I start building my numbers up. But I'm going off topic for sure. Wanted to leave a cool tip. Great things are happening. Check out the podcast. Do a search. Tech Money Talks. It'll show up. Hey, it's the number one dropshipping podcast on the planet. I love saying that. I love the way it sounds. I caught this article about a week or two ago, and it's like, Player FM 2019 number one dropshipping podcast, and I was like, boom! I was super excited to see that. The funny thing was is that I wasn't even focused on dropshipping 100% of the time. Tech Money Talks was really meant to be, you know, talk about all the opportunities that technology can bring. And hold on, I got this sub coming up on my head here. This is Facebook Live, guys. So I talked about a lot of the opportunities that technology can bring. And I started with dropshipping because it's one of the easiest things for people to get into and one of the easier things for people to understand. And as I started diving into it, you know, people cared a whole lot more about wanting to start this kind of business as opposed to getting a career in technology, which I, you know, had hoped that people would like too. I follow that cash flow model. If you haven't read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, read it. It basically, you know, get your earned income right. You know, get a good earned income, and, you know, in as little as, you know, 3 months, you could pull yourself together, get a job as a QA tester earning $65,000 a year. That's like basically earning a little over $1,000 a week. And anybody can do that. You don't need a degree. I'll show you how to do that and get your foot in the door. Check out QAQualified.com. There's a free video there. But then once you get your earned income right, then you move into online business, and that's where the dropshipping takes over. Passive income. Start building your numbers up. These young adults that are crushing it, check them out on the podcast. They're crushing it. It literally happened to them over the past year. The last episode with Vova Tess, he literally started last year, February 2018. Now, it's not get rich quick. He didn't make any money. Listen, folks, he didn't make any money until August. So he was putting money in, trial and error, trying to figure this thing out for 6 months, from February 2018 to August 2018. But then once he figured it out and found that hot product that sold, he made over $50,000 that first month. And then the rest is history. He just started scaling and blowing up from there. So it's about trial and error, crushing it, staying consistent, stick with it, find a mentor, stick to what's real. All these things coming together, folks. I hope you're listening. This is Tech Money Talks. This is Facebook Live. I'm not sure if this is going to come out on the podcast or not, but super, super excited about it, because great things are happening for sure. It's just amazing stuff. So I'm really excited about it. I'm on my way to Chicago right now. If any of this is actually interesting to you, I really appreciate your support. Do a shout out. Do send me a like. And if you're interested, send me a DM and I'll see if I can get to you, because I'm just trying to keep up at this point. But all right, guys, peace. I'm heading into Chicago. I'll talk to you later. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Money Talks.
I hope everything was helpful and thought-provoking and somewhat entertaining. If you want to learn more about this topic, please let me know so I know what to focus on in future episodes. My goal is to teach people how to make money with the opportunities that technology can bring. And if you like this episode, please show your support by subscribing, leaving an awesome review. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My tag name is Tech Money Talks. Thanks again. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.